Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Chaf Hey, and we are on Chaf Hey Man Aleph. The Mishnah on top, as we continue here in HaKometz Rabba, as we continue issues of Menachos and related issues. So we've been talking about the Taruvos topics that come up, and today we'll talk about issues where part of the Kometz or the Kometz becomes problematic. What is the Halacha? Does it bring kapara? Does it work? What about it, if the kometz becomes tamei? The next mishnah b'shem on tomorrow's daf is what if the shirayim become tamei and other types of problems. And then b'shem, in 2 days from now, we will see getting into the what's ma'akev what, and that will be a topic that will take us on travels throughout topics of shas through the end of this parak, at the beginning, and the end of our next parak. When we get up to daf chav zayin, the kometz miuto ma'akev is rubo, and what's ma'akev what, and then we get into solas and shiva kine minorah ma'akvin zedzeh, and of course the next parak about tchelas and lavan and tfilin v'chulu. But again, now we're still within the menachas topics. So the mishnah starts off by talking about the tzitz. Nitma kometz v'hikrivo hatzitz baratzeh. If the kometz becomes tamei, after obviously I have done kemitza, and I was makriv it anyway, the tzitz is maratzeh, special din, as we'll learn in the Gemara. The tzitz, the special power of the tzitz. Yes, every single beged has some type of power. We learned, if you remember, in Zvachim Daf Peches, Amabes, that every beged is mechaper on a different avera, gili arayas, and shvichas damim, and azos panim, going through the whole the lashon hara, right, the whole list. But the tzitz has a unique power. Obviously, the Torah gives Hashem imbues the tzitz with a unique power to be maratzeh, even if there is tumah. So nigra kometz v'ekrivo atzitz maratzeh yotze v'ekrivo. But what if the psul is psul yotze? The kometz went out. V'ekrivo ena tzitz maratzeh. The tzitz does not help with that. That's a nifsal. Shatzitz maratzeh al hatame ve'ena maratzeh al hayotze. That is the din. Yes on tumah and no on yotze. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to the tzitz. Just by way of introduction, the Rambam in Ilchas Klei HaMikdash talks about all the begadim. Perakhes, Paraktes, Paragyud. That's the discussion where he talks about the begadim. He talks about Big Day Kahuna Shlosha Minim. There are three categories of Big Day Kahuna. We would have thought one or two. What's three? Big Day Kohen Hedyot, U Big Day Zav, U Big Day Lavan. The Big Day Kohen Hedyot, the four, and then the eight of the Kohen Gadol, he splits into two. The Big Day Zav and the Big Day Lavan. There might be differences between the Big Day Lavan of the Kohen Gadol and the regular Begadim of Kohen Hedyot, even though they're the same four. Big Day Kohen Hedyot, Hein Arba Kelim, Ksones, Mechnasayim, Mikba'as, Va'avnet, and they are all made of Pishtin, Lavanim, V'chutan, Kavel Shisha, V'ha'avnet, Levado, Rakum, Bitsemer, right? The Avnet is separate, and that might get into issues of Shatnez. So that's the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Big Day Zahav, Hein Big Day Kohen Gadol, V'heim, Shmona Kelim. Interesting, he calls the Big Day Zav Ashmona Kalim. Ha Arba'a shall call Kohen, right? That's his Big Day Lavan. Umi'il, the Ephod, the Choshen, Vitzitz, the Avneto Shakoi Galdo by Sarokimu, Vedodoma by Mysel Avni Kohen Hedyo, which was a machlokas in Mesechus Yuma, that the Avnate, the belts of the Kohen Galdo Kohen Hedyo are somewhat different. Hamitznefes, Hamura Ba'aron, Hiamik Ba'as, Hamura Bebanav, Elish Kohen Galdo, Tsonefba, Kimisha Loif, a little different how he wears it. But either way, Mikbasim and Sevens of the Hats. And then he gets into Big Day Lavan, Haim Arba'a Kalim, Shemeshamesh Bohem Kohen Gadol B'yama Kippurim, Ksones Mechnasayim V'Avneinu Mitznefes. V'Arba'atan Lavanim V'chuti Kalfa Shishav Mina Pishtim Lavadohim. So he categorizes them separately. He has the Big Day Zahav, and he includes all eight in the Big Day Zahav, even though not all of them have gold in it, right? The four of the Kohen Hedyo plus the four. And then he has separate category, the Big Day Lavan. Vishtei, Kostos, Acheris, Hoyle, Kohen Gadol, Biyam, Kippurim, Achalov, Shabashach, Achas, Ben Arbaim, gets into what the Gemara discusses in Mesechus Yuma. Those are the Begadim. Then he goes into the halachas generally of the begadim, that, like we discussed back in Maseches Vachim, they have to have new, and they have to wear them properly, and they can't be dirty, and they can't be ripped, and who has to buy them, that's the general, and where were they kept? They were kept in special chalonos, that is Perekhes, whether you got a lot to get hana from them, and the issues of shatnez v'chulu. Then, in Perek Tes, he gets into, towards the end of Perekhes, how do you make the begadim? Ketzen maisa ha-begadim. And he goes through the Ksones and the Mechnasayim and the Mitznefes. He goes through the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Perek Tes, K Ketzad Maisa Hatzitz. How the tzitz look. So that is a machlokas we showed him. If you look in, we know it somehow said Kodesh Lashem on it. But was the Kodesh on the top line and the Lashem on the bottom line? Was the Lashem on the top line? Did you read it diagonally? All different pshatim in the Mefarshim on Parshat Tesaveh. The Netziv talks about it, but the Rambam has his own line. He says, Osetash Olzav, make a flat golden plate, rachav shtei otzvaos umakif me ozen la ozen, goes from ear to ear, v'kosev alav shnei shitin, and you write two shitin, kode, two lines, kodesh, lashem, kodesh milamata, lashem milamala, right, lashem is shem hashem, see, even though you're reading it, kodesh lashem, and we normally have, if you're writing two words, the right one, the first one is on the top, and the bottom is on the left. The Rambam says, no, Lashem's on top. Kodesh milamata, Lashem milamala. Ve'ev kasvu b'shita achas kasher, upa'amim kasvu b'shita achas. Va'osiyos boltos lefanav, and the letters stick out, the chulu, and you have holes in the side, in order to tie it on. That is the tzitz, and he continues to describe the choshen, and the ephod, and all the other begadim. We pointed out the ksava kabbalas ha'ara, that the Rambam nowhere in this parak discusses how do you make the Urim Batumim? And what is the Urim Batumim? It's nowhere mentioned. Rashi Allah Torah mentions that the Urim Batumim and the Ramban, that the Urim Batumim is a Shem Hashem that's put into the folds of the Choshen, and that kind of is the motor. It what makes the Choshen light up. The Rambam does not mention Urim Batumim as anything separate. The Ksava Kabbalah suggests that maybe because the Rambam holds that the Urim Batumim is the Choshen. It the Avnei Choshen, that lights up. That's however it works, but there's no separate item called the Urim Atumim, the Ksava Kabbalah suggests for the Rambam. But after describing the entire, all the details of making the Begadim and the Halachas of the Begadim, then the Rambam says, Seder, Ketzad, Seder, Levishas HaBegadim. And this is a Chiddush Gadol, because the Gemara only says in Yuma that Michnasayim have to be first. That's it. There's no order given for the other seven Begadim, or the other three Begadim. The Rambam has a Seder. Right, Seder Levishas Begadim. Right, Seder always means something important, that there's integrity to the process. Right, it's not just getting it on, but there's a Seder of how you do it. There's Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim. There's Seder Levishas Begadim. Lo Veshach Mechasayim Tchila, V'chogar Esbisasayim Lamala Mitibur Amasav, and then you put on the Ksones, and then you put on the Avnate, and then you put on the Mitznefes, which is interesting that the Avnate goes on third. Why is that interesting? Because if you say on the Avnate it has Shatnez in it, then you're allowed to wear the Shatnez before you have all the Begadim on. You might say, leave it for last, so that you could wear it the least. That's a separate topic. Again, not for now. That's an important Ha'ara that the Rambam says. You might have said, right, even though it's made out of Shatnez, that the Rambam talks about at the end of Kelayim, and elsewhere that a Halacha, but interesting that the Avnate is not last, the Mitznefetz is last. Anyway, this is all background for what we're going to talk about here, and that is one of the Begadim, and that's the Tzitz. The order makes a difference for the following question. The Gemara talks about Maseches Yuma on Daf Zayin, right? Our halacha, the tzitzit baratzeh. Is the tzitzit baratzeh machlokas tanoim only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it? What if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it? Right, that's a machlokas tanoim, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon in Yuma on Daf Zayin. Says the Brisa, tzitz bein sheyeshno ha-mitzchah, bein sheyeno ha-mitzchah maratzeh. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says it's baratzeh, even if it's not on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Odeh al mitzchah maratzeh, ein odeh al mitzchah ein maratzeh. It has to be wearing it in order for it to be maratzeh. Rabbi Shimon says, I have a raya. Amrullah, Rabbi Shimon, Kohen Gadol b'yom ha-kippurim yochiach. What's my proof that it doesn't have to be worn? The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is not wearing it. She'ein odeh al mitzchah when he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim u'maratzeh. And we know it's maratzeh on all tumah. Rabbi Yehuda answers back, no, hanach le Kohen Gadol b'yom ha-kippurim, she'tumah hotro lo b'tzibur. Okay, that's a machlokes tanoim, but the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is used as a possible raya to Rabbi Shimon, because you see, he's not wearing it. Right? So that is the machlokes. The Rama Paskins, and we Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that it has to be on him. It has to be on him. Odeh al mitzchah maratzeh, ein odeh al mitzchah, eino maratzeh. The question that's asked by some of the achronim is that even when he's not wearing it, the Meshuach Melchama, another Kohen, also sometimes is wearing the begadim, right? Is it he? That's the question. The Dvar Avram and the others, Dvar Avram in Chelek Beis Simen Chav Beis, discusses Rev Dimi writes on Dafayin Beis and Yuma begadim shekohen golam mishamish bohem mishuah bocham mishamish bohem. According to one of the days in the Gemara, Shemar Ovidei Hakodesh Asher La'aron Yulu Banav Acharav Lamisha Ba Bigdula Acharav V'Yim Kain. What's Rabbi Shimon's Kasha? So the Mashiach Bacham is wearing the tzitz at that time. Says no raya, just because the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kohen Kadashim takes it off, but the other Kohen Gadol, there are a number, there's Kohen Mashiach Bochama, and there's maybe the Kohen Gadol that's waiting in the wings, maybe he's not wearing it, but at least according to one of the days in the Gemara, the other Kohen Gadol is also wearing it all the time. So what's his raya? Unless you say that there wasn't a kavua Mashiach Bochama. That's a discussion that the Devar Avram has here. Maybe the Mashiach Bochama was only appointed and anointed when he was needed. Mashiach Bochama, when you needed a Mashiach Bochama. Wasn't that he was always there? So that's the discussion that he has amongst others. Maybe he doesn't wear all the begadim at that time. The Beis Halevi also discusses this and says, "Our halacha of tzitz meratzeh. What if he's only wearing the tzitz? Does it work? Does he have to be wearing all the begadim? Right? The Rambam had the whole order about how you put the begadim on, right? And then he quotes the Kohen Gadol." What goes on last? Achar shechoger ba'avnet, lovesh ha-me'il, v'ala me'il ha-efod, v'yachoshen, v'choger b'cheish v'efod ha-me'il b'b'achaz ha-choshen, v'chulu, v'yachar kach tzoreif ha-bibitznefes, v'kosher ha-tzitz, l'malam ha-mitznefes. The tzitz is last. Tzitz is last. Suggest the Beis Halevi, maybe it has to be that he's wearing all of them. Because number one, the tzitz is last, and the Rambam says, say there, and also he adds, v'zman shebegdeyem alayim kunasam alayim. If he's wearing the tzitz without the other begadim, he's not the Kohen Gadol, as we've discussed back in Zvachim. If you take that literally. And if the tzitz is last, and there's a seder for Levisha's big day, Kahuna and Kohen Gadol, so maybe that's the Gemara's assuming. It's all the begadim, and the tzitz is maratza when you put it on last. Again, is it only on last because practically it has to be on top of the hat, on top? But you could have put it on before the ephod and the meal, but that's the Rambam says, the tzitz is last. Mitzvahs asay lasos begadim elu v'lios ha-kohen oved bohem. And the Rambam, as we know, counts a separate mitzvahs asay daraisa, to make the begadim, to wear the begadim, levishas big day kohen gadol, and kuhuna. He writes a mitzvah lam and gimel. But here he says, even mitzvahs asay la'asos begadim elu, sh'ne'amar v'yasisa big day kohen la'aron achicha la'aron levanav, v'chulu. Interesting, I don't remember the nitziv in Parsha Zos HaBracha, in the Hemek She'ela, discusses his yesod of Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva Batorah. Rather, the Nitziv there discusses the Diyuk in the She'iltos. The She'iltos there says it's a mitzvah to make a sukkah and to live in it. And the Nitziv asks, the mitzvah to make a sukkah? If I make a sukkah and I never live in it, I get a mitzvah. Why does he say the mitzvah to make a sukkah? Right? To make mitalalta, right? And to sit in it. So he suggests, based on a lot of other sources, right, there's a Mishnah Nedarim that also says Asiyas Sukkah seems to be a mitzvah, and there's a Rashi in Maseches Makos, but says the Nitziv that there's a new category of what he calls Hechsher Mitzvah. Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva Batorah, Hechsher Mitzvah She'enik Ksuva Batorah. A regular Hechsher Mitzvah, cutting off the horn of the ram to use for a shofar, or cutting off the lulav to use. So that's a preparatory stage of a mitzvah that you have to do. It doesn't have inherent significance to it. But sometimes the Torah itself mentions the Hechsher Mitzvah. Sometimes the Torah says, by mezuzah, uchsavtam al mezuzah beisecho visharecha. Write it. Write it. Writing is at the mitzvah. Affixing it to my wall is the mitzvah. Right? Or, v'chag ha-sukkah, ta'aseh lecha. Make the sukkah. Right? Or, onik Shabbos he talks about, or kiddush he talks about, or making tzitzes. Says the Nitziv that's a separate category in halacha. Hechsher mitzvah ksuva Torah with nafkaminas lahalacha. Osig b'mitzvah. Patam and a mitzvah might apply to hechsher mitzvah ksuva Torah. Mitzvah bo yosemi bishlucho might apply to hechsher mitzvah ksuva Torah. Even though it's not the actual mitzvah. Right? Or others, other nafkaminas. There's a kahavamina in Menachas, daf membeis or so, about making a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. The Yerushalmi says to make a bracha on building the sukkah. We don't pass it like that, Yerushalmi. But the only havamina he says is to make a bracha on Hechsher Mitzvah is only by Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva Batorah. So I don't remember if there, I didn't look it up again, about the it says by making the begadim. The asu big day kodesh la'aron achicha l'chavrei l'sefaros. Making the begadim. So making the begadim is a separate mitzvah, say, daraisa. Even the Rambam in Mitzvot Aseh Lama Gimel, right, talks about the Levisha Aseh Begadim. But here in Mishnah Torah, in Klei HaMikdash, he says, Mitzvot Aseh La Asos Begadim Eil, but he also going over there, Shenem Rav Yassi Zubay Dekodesh. So again, it could be another example of a Hechsher Mitzvah, Ksuvah BaTorah, putting it on the list of the Netziv. Vichul. Okay, anyway, this is just a little bit of background about the Tzitz and the others. What exactly, again, very crucial, relating to our discussion here, the Tzitz and Meratza on Tumah. What happens, it's Meratza on Tumah, when did the Tumah take place? Says Rashi against many other Rishonim. There's an amazing Rashi, in Yuma Daf Zion, on that Gemara. Rashi says, when does the Tzitz have to be on the Kohen Gadol's head to be Meratza on the Tumah? So Rashi says there, Shatitz al mitzcho shel kohen gadol kishe'ir'e tuma al hakarban. When the karban becomes tameh, that's when the tzitz has to be on the forehead of the kohen gadol. And the Gvura Sari, the Shagas Aryeh in his Sefer on Yuma, leaves Rashi b'tzarachiyin. Why should that be? It should have to be on the kohen gadol's forehead when he do the avoda with the tameh karban. Not when the karban becomes tameh in the first place. Why does that make a difference? That's the Gvura Sari's Hara on Rashi. Minaleha to amitzara svara hakrava ikar ubatalui ritzui tzitz via b'shas hakrava ikal mitzcho maratz ala b'gav to b'shas tum aloi al mitzcho v'viloi nishvar bosa shah. And if it wasn't on his forehead during the time of hakrava, even if it was on his forehead in the time of tumah, why should that make a difference? It shouldn't be maratz. He just leaves Rashi b'tzarachiyin. Again, it's a discussion in the Mefarshim. Why should it make a difference, according to Rashi, that it's on the tzitz maratz b'shas tumah on the karba. The Radvaz has that as a suffix, at least. The Radvaz in B.S. Mikdash, Perek Dalet, Halacha Ches, he discusses when is it? And he says, Pashtus is, when he listens to the Kram Mashma, the Peshas HaTosa Karban Be'inan Chiyal Mitzchah. But he at least has the suffix that Rashi has against the other Mefarshim. Okay, a lot more here. Maybe one other point about the Tzitz, and then we will move on. Again, a lot of the action is right here. When the Torah originally writes the Begadim, amazing Ha'ar in the Torah Shebachzav, Ve'elu HaBegadim Asher Yasu, these are the Begadim that you should make. Choshen ve'efod u'me'il u'ktonis tashbeitz mitznefes va'avneit v'yasu b'igdei kodesh la'aron achicha l'chavro l'savaris. Interesting. There are only six begadim here. Make these begadim and two of them are off the list. Right at the beginning of Parashat Tetzaveh, where we're told to make the begadim v'asid b'igdei la'aron achicha l'chavro l'savaris v'chulu, and only six are here. Where's the tzitz and where's the michnasayim? They're not here. So the Arachayim HaKadosh right here on this pasuk says maybe they're left off because of their uniqueness. One Lamaila and one the opposite of Lamaila. The Tzitz is unique amongst the Begadim. Right, we see here it has special power. Right, that Kodesh Baruch Hu imbues it. The Halacha imbues it with special power. But the Arachayim HaKadosh says, so the Tzitz is unique, Lamala. And what about the Mechnasayim is unique, more, we might say, not Lamata, but it's much more functional than it is adding l'chavod l'sefaris. He says, "Kasha lama lomana kazev l'shisha begadim v'ulai ramzo makazev shneihem hatzitz ramzo." Maybe first of all, it's hinted to hatzitz ramzo b'pasuk shel lifneze. It's hinted to in the pasuk v'asu b'igdei kodesh l'kadsho shloi nisach lomar ela ve'ela begadim el neskaven l'tzitz shlo hisker b'pasuk ela begadim l'ze amar l'aharon lo hisker l'banav kilo neskaven ela ala tzitz. Fine, and then he says maybe the Okanekam Mechlasayim Amar Shisker Ve'ela Ela Habagadim Batsubik declares La'aron Achicha La'aron Achicha Ulavanav. It's an extra pasuk that's not going on. Either way, he lists off the maybe they're hinted to. But then he says V'ulai Beis Dvarim Elu Einam Begeder Echad Im Hashisha Hatitz Litzan Ma'alato Yoser Migimo Bidei Kohen Gadol V'lazekdimu Bifnei Atzmo V'amechlasayim Litzan Ayosem Bahadrarga Pchusa Migimo Bidei Kohen Hedyot V'laze Icharu Bifnei Atzmo V'ashisha Heim Hadarga Shave. Maybe that's why. And maybe it's even hinted to that the Michlasayim are the only ones that the reason is given. L'chasos Psar Erva. Right, and that's where the Gemara darshins that Michlasayim have to be first. Right, the Gemara only has one order. Michlasayim have to be first. The other seven, there's no order in the Gemara. The Rambam comes up with the order. But that's L'chasos Psar Erva. So maybe Michlasayim are more functional than the others are to give glory and honor. Right, it's not just about covering up. right? And the mechnasayim have to be covered up, right? What happens if I don't put up the mechnasayim first? Right? Is that a psul? Right? Am I considered something? I'm not wearing the begadim properly because it has to be b'sar erva. What if I put on the me'il, the ksonis of the me'il before I put on the mechnasayim? So the erva is covered. The me'il goes all the way down before I put on the mechnasayim. So it could be, no, that's a chisarim because the mechnasayim have to be what is mechasa b'sar erva. Discuss that back in Zachim a little bit. But either way, this is the some discussion of the tzitz and the other begadim of the kohen. Okay, so the Mishnah says, again, the tzitz is meratze on tumah and not meratze on yotze. So what's the source for that? Tanu Rabbanan. The Nasa, Aaron es Avon HaKadoshim, Aaron HaKohen, carries the sin and he bears it, right? And he could deal, like the Lashon, Gadol Avono Minso, that Kain says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Could you not bear my sin? Machlokas Rishonim, is that a question? Is that a statement? But Vinasa, V'chi Eza Avon Hu Nose. So what is this referring to? Which Avon is being referred to here in Perachav Ches of Parshas, in Shmos of Parshas Saveh, when he wears the Begadim? V'chi Eza Avon, Im Tomar Avon Pigol. Is it that Pigol, that even if you have a carbon of Pigol, the Avon Pigol will be Nischaper and ignored with the tzitz, harik far namar, lo yechashev. No, it already says, lo yechashev. Pigol is not going to be a carbon that is accepted. Im tomar avon nosar, is it the isser of nosar, leaving over a carbon, it's too late, harik far namar, lo yeratzeh. So what's he referring to? Ha'eno nosay elav, what's left? Right? Pigol, nosar, and tamay are the three that always go together. So if it's not pigol, it's not nosar, ha'eno nosay elav on tuma, shehutra michlala betzibur. Because after all, you see one kula of tuma, that we know it's allowed betzibur, right? Tuma dechuya betzibur, and therefore once it has that kula, so that must be the one that the tzitz takes care of here, and the karbon is merutze, even though it is tame. Maskal Rabbi Zeira, I have some other suggestions. Maskal Rabbi Zeira, there are other psulim ema avon yotze. Right, what the Mishnah said. Well, how do you know Yotze is not included? Shehutra Mechala Babama. After all, Yotze has a heter, right? There's no psul of Yotze on a bama. Right, there is a machlokes rishonim. Does that only mean on a bama ktana or even a bama gdola? Right, like we discussed at length at the end of the last parak in Zvachim. So when I make a bama anywhere in my backyard, and at the time of Heter Bama, so fine, there's Opsul Yotze, that is Yotze, I can take it anywhere. But what if there is a Bama Gedola, if there's a central Bama, does that also not have Opsul Yotze or not? That's a discussion. Machlokes Rishonim elsewhere in Zvachim, Adaf Chavches, we had a Rashi there. But either way, the Gemara, the Rav Zeira says, what about Yotze? So maybe that's what the Tzitz takes care of. Amar Le Abaya, no, Amar Kra, L'Ratzon Lohem Lefnei Hashem. Avon de lefnei Hashem in avon de yotze lo. It's the rasa lefnei Hashem. The yotze went out. The yotze is no longer lefnei Hashem, and therefore it is not accepted. Where did yotze go out of? What does lefnei Hashem mean? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. Again, it's in the Torah Shebichsav, but the phrase lefnei Hashem can mean three different things in the Torah and in Tanakh. Right? Lefnei Hashem sometimes means, in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, it means in the Azara. That's one use of Lifnei Hashem, right? Sometimes Lifnei Hashem can mean Harabayis, right? We say in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Hariyah b'chatzotzos v'kol shofar, Hariyah lifnei, right? I forgot the exact Lashon. Right, but Lifnei Hashem, again, a Lashon there. So again, that means Harabayis. And sometimes Lifnei Hashem means you have to eat Karche Kala Maiser Sheni, Lifnei Hashem, that's all of Yerushalayim. So the phrase Lifnei Hashem can mean different things. Right, so, but Yotze, at least in the formal Lifnei, the most intense Lifnei Hashem in the Azara, and it's Yotze, so it's not, doesn't qualify in that Lifnei Hashem. And that's why L'Ratzon Lohem Lifnei Hashem, and this is no longer Lifnei Hashem. Right, if it's in Yerushalayim, it's also Yotze. In this regard, because we're talking about a Kachay Kachim carbon. Right, that Lifnei Hashem, how is it that the same phrase can mean three different things? So Soloveitchik explained that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is an expansion of Beis HaMikdash. Right? It flows from the source. And that's how you could call all three Lefnei Hashem. And that's how the Rambam, out of all Rishonim, the Rambam, a number of times, a number of halachas, he gives the Yerushalayim the halacha of Mikdash. Remember the first Mishnah in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah. You blow b'mikdash of aloba medina. The Rambam says b'mikdash means Yerushalayim. Rashi there says b'feirish lo b'Yerushalayim v'lo b'gvulin, as if he knows the Rambam's pshat. in his head and is saying, no, don't think that that's the pshat of Mikdash here. Mikdash does not mean Yerushalayim, but the Rambam says there and elsewhere in Pirshei Mishnayos, Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim. Where does he get that from? Maybe he gets it from the Torah Shebichsav. The fact that Lifnei Hashem sometimes can mean Yerushalayim and sometimes can mean Mikdash. But again, this is again a Lifnei Hashem that the Kachi Kachim goes out of, and therefore it's not called Yotze. Good. The Tosfos here wonders. You know, the only havamina by all of these psulim is that there's some kind of heter. Well, yotze is good by Obama, and tum is good by tzibor. So what was the havamina by pigel and osar? When is pigel and osar ever okay? That you could say, oh, maybe it's included in pigel and osar. Tosfos discusses, why would I have even thought that? V'yim tomar, the middle of Tosfos, ha. V'yim tomar, v'nosu or pigel, hechanotru mechlalan, de'itzrach le'lo ye'ratzev, lo ye'chashev. Now, how would I have thought that pigel and yotze are pigel and nosar are ever allowed? V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, de pigel huter michlalo bibama, de lo shayech sham machsheves chutzlam komo. That's interesting. Pigel's chutzlas mano. Those is connected to chutzlam komo. V'nosar kedei nasva. Nosar, you're right. Nosar is not really any havamina. I mean, it's just brought in there. Either way, that's the kasha. If you look in the Shilma Kubetzes in Os Tezayin. In Os Tezayin, the Shidim Kubetzes asks, "Vaharam efareish the chutz lizmano ditoda vechatas yesh lam hechsher bishlamim the chutz lamkomo dechatas hukshiru bekachim kalim haneachalim bechal ha'ir." Shidim Kubetzes says, "Well, you could extend it from carbon to carbon, which is a chiddush. Chutz lizmano yavechatas because it's mutter by kachim kalim, but chatas is a kachim. You only have one day and one night." He says, oh, by kachim kalim, it's mutter. So it's a chiddush that you could say, go from karban to karban, and say that would have been the havamina. Well, you see, zman is huter mechlalo, by another karban. And that's how pigel and osar have the havaminas. What does that one karban have to do with another karban? All karbanos are still really in the same world. But that's, again, the havamina has to be explained. If you want to take it seriously, that's Tosfos and the Shidu Gubetzes. Good. Maskifla, Rabbi La. What about other psulim? That we have suggestions. Avon smol. Maybe it's telling you if I did the avoda with my left hand. I'm not allowed to do the avoda with my left hand. If I do it with my left hand, maybe the tzitzit is maratza for that. After all, shuter mechol b'yom kippurim. Right? We know that on Yom Kippur, we have to do an avoda b'smol. Which avoda b'smol? When the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, it's hard for him to carry the heavy machta of coals and the lighter ktores. And therefore, the halach is that he... Even though the Ktoris might be the ikker part of the avoda, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin, he switches. Right, he puts the coals in his right arm hand and the Ktoris in his left, and he's allowed to go in. Right, and the halacha is right. The Kesef Mishnah discusses that in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. Also, this halacha of a small. The Rambam says there, "Avo mevei kovad amachta ve'od shehichama enu yochol l'sov la b'smolo ad ha'aron l'fik ha'gnos al amachta v'yemino v'kaf ha'ktores b'smolo." And he takes it, he goes in, and then he does the special avoda. And remember, this is one of the avodas kashas of Mikdash, the chafina of the Torah, right? One of the three we had back in earlier. We had chafina and malika and kmitza of a mincha that it was already baked. Those are the three avodos kashos Sheba Mikdash. So the Kesef Mishnah says, there with the left hand, how can you do it with the left hand? The left is usually pasul. V'yefshar, maybe it's only a din of Durabanan. Holacha b'smol l'pasul l'midurabanan. Inami, avagav d'holacha b'smol b'dam psula, midaraisa mishub di'yefshar shalom b'hilach b'ktores lo pasla, u'bahachi achshar rachmana. The Torah says it's mutter. This is the same Torah that says you have to do it with your right hand says with the left hand is okay on Yom Kippur, right? And therefore, ask the Gemara, maybe that's what's meratza by other cases. This is meratza on smol. Amar le'abaya, no. Amar kra, avon. Avon shahayabo vidachitiv. Lafuki Yom Kippurim techsheru bismolhu. You need something that's called a sin that is somehow, you know, pushed aside. Like tumah, hutra b'tzibur, even if it's hutra, but especially duchli b'tzibur, it's still called an avon. But it still works. And that's why there's a havamina. But here, this is exactly what you're supposed to do. This is not called an avon. And therefore, like we just read the Kesef Mishnah, b'hachi achshar rachmana. Right? And therefore, this couldn't be in the category of avon. Interesting, what happens, the Achronim discuss. So what happens if the Kohen Gadol is a really strong guy, and he does the Torah with his right hand and the Machta with his left hand? Is it posel? Right? We say, okay, it's allowed. The Yerushalmi says it's posel. If you do it with it. No, once the Torah said, this is what you have to do, so this is what you're supposed to do on Yom Kippur. The Machta has to be in the right hand, and the Torah has to be in the left hand. Right? And that's, you can't switch. Rav Ashi Amar, different answer for this. Avon HaKadshim v'lo Avon HaMakdishim. Right? Smol is not a din in the Chefza of the Karban. It's a din in part of the Avoda. And the Tzitz is Maratza, something about the Chefza of the Karban, not about the Gavra doing the Avoda in a different way. Amal Rav Sima, Bered Rav Idi Rav Ashi. V'amal Rav Sima, Bered Rav Ashi Rav Ashi. V'ema, next possibility. V'ema Avon HaBalmum. Shur Demechlala Ba'ofos. Maybe the tzitz is maratza for balmum, because after all, by birds, there's no issue by balmum. To Amar Mar, Tamas v'zachras bebehema, ve Tamas v'zachras ba'ofos. Right, ofos only go have mechusar ever. But balmum is kosher by ofos, so maybe that's what the tzitz is maratza for. Amar le, alecha amar kra, lo ye ratze, ki lo le ratzon yihye lachem. Special din, no lo ye ratze, and lo le ratzon. Right, Rashi quotes lo ye ratze is by balmum. And Lola Ratzon to emphasize that Balmum is not going to be Merutze, right? Many separate Averos regarding Balmum, Shchit of a Balmum, and Akdash of a Balmum, or in Parshas Emor, all the Averos related to Balmum, but a special din, period. Okay, end of the Gemara's discussion. Tosfos, the Achronim, start throwing in all the other Psulim. What about this Psul? What about that Psul? Tosfos says in Dimer Maschil Ema, what about Zarus? Zar is allowed to do the Avon on Obama, right? So he says, yeah, could have asked that. May Avon Zarus shoot the Obama, Avimati Lakshuye. But it would have answered, Velishnuye, Kagon, May Avon Yotze. Would have had the same answer like it had by Avon Yotze, because, right, that's a Zarus, Kashab Obama, but that's not Lifnei Hashem. So therefore, it is not possibility. What about Onain? What about Trefa? What about all the other Mechusar Zman? Right, all of these Tosfos and Dimaskel Ve'ema starts asking from all the others. The Sfasemes. What about Esdan Zona? What about right all the other Psulim that the Gemara never brought up, but they're all brought up here in the Rishonim. Exactly how why I wouldn't have thought that Tzitz is Maratza on those. If you look just at the one in Dimaskel, the second Dimaskel Ve'ema, Tosfos says, "I. What about Onain? Where is it? Huter Mechlalo? The Kohen Gadol." Kohen Gadol is a makrav onain. V'im tamar avon onain. Shehuter mechlalo is a Kohen Gadol. Right? So what about that? So if you say like the pasuk, avon kachavalo avon makdishim, the second answer we just gave, then fine, same thing. Same answer would have been given, because onain has to do with the Kohen Gadol and not the Karban. But if you give the first answer, so maybe, well, why don't you say that the, why wouldn't the Gemara suggest this? V'shema isluhu dahadadi. Right, says the Gemara, maybe the Gemara couldn't have answered that. Right, what does that mean? Right, the Shibu Gubetzes explains in Oschav Beis, the shiny onain, the gully kra de lo yechalel, ha'akar shiyatza chilel. Right, no, there's a special din that it's not going to work. What about Mechusar Zman? Asked Tosfos, kigon tot ches, shehuta mechlalo ba'ofos. Right, that Mechusar Zman, doing a carbon too early. Right, what about Oso ve'esbino? That also is Huta Mechala Ba'ofos. Right? Tosfos asks all of these suggestions. Maybe just because these psulim came up, the Osova Esbino, that Isser, of being Shochet, Losish Chatu B'Yom Echad, right? A parent and a offspring child. Osova Esbino, Losish Chatu B'Yom Echad. The Aznayin LaTorah discusses there in Emor an amazing message from Osova Esbino. We would think this is a special din in Kachem. What does this have to do with me? He says, you know what you see from this halacha? Arvus of Klal Yisrael. The connection of every Jew. Umeis Hashem Aisa Asarazu, Niflesi Beinenu, She'ishechad mi b'nei Yisrael, Asa Dabar Hamutar Behechlet. I shecht the cow. And all of a sudden, every other Jew in the world is not allowed to shecht the calf of this cow. Even on the other side of the world. What I do have to do with them? I shechted a cow. I did something fine. Mutter. V'yakala eda hutal al yidei zeh iser lishchot ba'oso ayom esbena. V'imshachev hisru ba'o hariz eloke. U'malo en l'kol ish yisroo l'shchitaso shal rishon. She'yuku b'shul maseyu. What does his actions have to do with me? V'davar zeh malam edotano she'ish ba'am yisroel shaychus nifla. Bein Rebbe Yisrael l'kol Yisrael. U'la hefich. U'bein aprat el aklau. Shaychus kazos she'enena b'shar ha'umos. Does not exist. la'ama Torah shekibel etzat al atzmam es atafkid lios moral agoyim neshama aches klolus l'kol Yisrael raka gufim nifradim. Our bodies are different, but our souls are connected. Mikan shebnei Yisrael arivim zelazek klapi shmaya. Mikan hanetia beumos ha'olam legalgal cheta yachid shebe Yisrael ala klal kulo. V'mechan misol shachat, right? And he writes at the end, Rachmanu Litzlan, the goyim know this. Right? If one Jew does anything, the whole town is crusaded. Right? And the whole town is punished. Right? Mikan hanetia beumos ha'olam legalgal cheta yachid shebe Yisrael ala klal kulo. V'mechan misol shachat oso asai de roshem al nishvas klal Yisrael l'chol pratev alem li'mana v'tam yazaris milishkot boso b'yom es b'no. Come on, let's find. That's the Azayim LaTorah on Oso Ve'es Beno. There's also relating to the other halacha here. These are all in Emar, right by Balmum. Mechusar Zman also Tosas brought up. Why isn't that could also be suggested here? The Rabbeinu Bachai, Mechusar Zman, you're not allowed to bring a carbon before day 8. Rabbeinu Bachai discusses this in Parshas Lech Lecha. Why? Mechusar Zman of a carbon he connects to Bris Milah. Kosa Medrash. Mitzvah, Valderach HaMedrash, Perek, Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Valderach HaMedrash, Mitzvah's Mila, he ki'inyin, carbon. Right? Mila is like a carbon. Ukeshem shedama carbon, lechapara lamizbeach, kachdama mila, machaper. Vialkein mitzvahs of Yamashmini, ki a carbon lo yichshar ad Yamashmini. Shenemar am Yamashmini vahala yiratzeh. Ukeshem shekasa becarbon, vaachlu osama shekupar bahem, just like there's achilas kachim by a carbon, so too there's a mitzvah to make a suda by a bris mila. That's like Sudas Mitzvah, like the Achilas Karban. Kach Yisrael Osin Suda B'Yamamila. Vod Godol Kocha Yoser Min HaKarban. SheHaKarban B'Mamono V'Hamila B'Gufo. Be'Ever Shekol Gidei Yevram Nekshorim Bo. Asher Mitam Zeh Nekra Rosh HaKviya. Rosh Kol HaGuf. Yakin Chashavol V'Akeda. V'Zevach Kilu Akad Es Atzmo. Amazing. Right? The Mechusar Zman is connected to Bris Milah. So we have three mitzvos in a row that Tosfos mentions here, right? If you look, and we laid that all on Yontif, by the way, by Sharo Chesef in Parshas Emar, right? What do we have in a row? Sharo Chesef Eiz Ki Valeid, 7 days Tachazimo, Umiyam Hashvi Vahala, Yerasa L'Karman Yishol Hashem, Mechusar Zman. Next Pasuk, Sharo Seh, Osov Esmano Lusish Chudu B'Yom Echad, right? You can't shout the Sharo Neseh. What's the next Pasuk? Chiziz B'Hu Zevach Todol Hashem, L'Ritzon Chem Tizbachu, V'Yom Hu Yechol Osim Yemen Avoker, the Yisra of Nosar. Interesting, I saw one of the Mefarshim discuss that in three psukim in a row, these mitzvahs that we're talking about, the Tosfos brings up here, the word yom is used in three different psukim, and they're all used in a different way. Right? The first pasuk, Shara Chesed Ois Ki Valeid, Shivas Yom Atachazimo, on day 8, Mutal Alos Olakarban. So that yom, what about Lel Ches? You let us shecht it? No. Can you be makdashit already? Yes. You can be makdashit. So that usage of yom and laila is one usage, right? Miyom Hashmini Vahala. So the night before is not connected to the previous day, because day 7, it's usher to be makdish, a mechusar zman. Day 8, you can even be makriv, a mechusar zman. The night in between, you can be makdish and not makriv. That's the first pasuk. Then you have the next pasuk. Oso ve'es b'no, losish chatu biyom echad. So what's that pasuk? V'kana dinu, that if you shech to the mother during the day, the shechita of the vlad is mutter that following night. It's totally different, right? It's a different halachic day, right? So there, the Laila and the Yom are different. The Laila is considered the following day. And what about the next halacha? No, sir. In Kachim, halayla holech achar hayom shalafanav. So there, that one, the night is like the previous day. So in the first pasuk, the first halacha, the night is in limbo, not like either before or after. The second one, the night is like the following. The third, the night is like the previous. That's why Rav Chaim Zundel says, "Hareisha b'kol echem and apsukam eilo nechshav laila b'ofan acher." That's why. What does it say at the end? Ani Hashem. Kachu achok in lechorishus lahara acharav. By all of these, yom and laila all mean have different connotations in halacha. Okay, there's more, but we'll continue now. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. Dam shenitma v'zarko. Again, so now we're talking about this halacha. The tzitzit maratze. What if the dam became tame, not the komets? The dam became tame, and I was zorik the dam anyway. B'shogeg hurtza. If I was zorik the dam b'shogeg, that's what I think it means here, as we'll see. B'shogeg b'mezah lo hurtza, but not b'mezah. b'mezid. I knew this was tame and I did it anyway. So that's not tehurtza. V'med v'ramamur b'yachid. That's by a yachid. We're machal between yachid and mezid and shogig. Avo b'tzibur, b'im b'shogig, b'im b'mezid, hurtza. But by a tzibur, no matter what, it's hurtza. Even if the kohen knew it was tame and he did it anyway, it's still maratza. That's the power of the tzitz. Uba ove kochavim, b'im b'shogig, b'im b'mezid, b'im b'ones, b'im b'ratzon. But by a non-Jew's karban, we know a non-Jew. What could a non-Jew bring? We had the machlokas. Remember, zvachim, the end, kuf tesayin, only ola, or even shlamim, machlokas. So uba ove kochavim, by a non-Jew's karban, then we hold lo hurtza. It is not hurtza. What does shogeg mezid ones ratzon mean? Shogeg. Okay, what does shogeg mean? I don't know that it was tamei. Or I don't know that you're not allowed to bring a tamei karban. Rashi says on top, kisavor ain karbanas pekablin toma. Maybe he thinks that's what a shogeg here means. What's ones? Nitma balkarcho. Interesting. Ones is that it became tamei balkarcho. Kind of getting back to the Rashi we mentioned before. Right, maybe it says Rashi Lishitaso in Yuma Dav Zayin. That says the Maratza about when if it's on when the Tumah happened. Ones Ratzon here might be talking about when the Tumah happened, not that the Kohen is forced to do it, or something like that. And he says, Mezen and Ratzon is Chada Milsa, Rashi says, we're not Machalik between that. Okay, so not a non-Jew's carbon, not. We are many, but I'll ask you a kasha. Alma tits maratze, al adam, al abasa, al achelev, shenitma, bein b'shogim, bein b'mezen, bein b'ones, bein b'rosan, bein b'yachad, bein b'tzibur. Stira. The first brisa says, the tits of the maratze, on a yachid, only b'shogig. And this brisa says, on a yachid, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezen. Stira, right? The second brisa says the tizim maratza even on yachid and mezid. So answer number one: Amar Rav Yosef lo kasha, har Rav Yosef har Rabbanan. Machlokas tanoim. Whether there is a knas, as we'll see here, for yachid mezid. Ditanya, where do we have such a knas? In a totally different context, not in kachim, but in hafrashas truma. Ain tami min atamei ala tahar. I'm not allowed to be mafresh tamei truma for tahar. Let's say I have to give truma to the kohen. So I want to keep as much chulin as I have. So part of my field became tamei, part of my fruit. So I'll give that stuff to the kohen. I'll be mafresh that to the kohen. Now that I do that, ein tarmim and atamei al hator, not allowed to. V'im tarmim, what if I did? Did it work? B'shogeg trumaso truma. If I did it b'shogeg, it's okay. B'mezid ain't trumaso truma. B'mezid ain't trumaso truma, and therefore I have to give another hafrasha. Was it Mesakein my Kree? Ancient Maso Truma. Machlokas Rishon him elsewhere. Does that mean therefore I have to give another one, but it was Mesakein my Kree, or it wasn't even Mesakein my Kree? It's still Tevel. So that's not clear. It just says Ancient Maso Truma. Okay, Rashi quotes the Makar about this from Bamitzia. So that's the Tanakama, right? Difference between Mezid and Shogig. Rabbi Yossi Omer, being Shogig, being Mezid, Trumaso Truma. Right? Even Bemezid, Trumaso Truma. So maybe that's the machlokas here. Just like by truma, there's a machlokas, whether it worked b'mezid if you did something wrong, so too by kachim. If the kohen does something wrong, machlokas, whether it works or not. Right, the second brisa that says it works, that's Rabbi Yossi shita. So the Gemara says, no. Amen, the shamas leather Rabbi Yossi de lo kanis. Right, when does Rabbi Yossi say that his shita, that mezid works by dinter rabbanan, by a knas de rabbanan? He says, okay, we're not going to be kones in that case. De maratza tits al achilos mishamislay adin da raisa. Whether tits is maratza al achilos, whether it works on something that became tamei. Who says he says that? Right, that's the separate din. It's not just a question of a knas de rabbanan. Vatanya, right? Does he really say that? Rabbi Elazar Omer hatitz maratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't tits maratza al achilos. You see, Rabbi Yossi says tits is not maratza on dvarim hanechalin. Right, so therefore, how can you compare this to truma? So answer the Gemara, Eifach. So one answer is switch. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Tiz Maratza Al Achilos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tiz Maratza Al Achilos. Right, Rabbi Eliezer is the one that says, Tiz is not Maratza. Rabbi Yossi says it is. So that's how we can connect the two Shitas. Rabbi Yossi says that Tiz could be Maratza. So do you hear by Truma? Right, that's how we could connect the Shitas. So says the Gemara, Maskel, Rav Sheshes, can you really switch? Could you really switch? So we're going to quote a whole long brisa here, and towards the end, we're going to get back to the question. But Vatanya says the brisa, Yachol basar shenitma lefnei zrikas damim. You chayav an alei mishum tuma. You might think, basar that became tuma before zrikas adam, you're going to be chayav for tuma. Or even bechlal, chayav for eating it before zrika, as Rashi points out, tama lomar, no. Kol tar beveischa yochal basar, v'hanefesh ashertocha basar, mizavach ha-shlamam shel Hashem, v'tumuasu olav v'nichrisa. End quote. So we have two psukim. The first pasuk says, if you're tahar, you can eat the meat. Second pasuk is, tuma karis. So we darshan. Hanitar l'tahorin chayavan ala mishem tuma. Anything, any meat that became tahar for a tahar person to eat, so then, if it becomes tame, you're going to be chayav karis for that. But if it never became nitar l'tahorin, because, let's say it became tame before zrikas adam, so it never became tahar for tahorim. So ain chayav b'shem tumah, then you're not going to be chayav for tumah. So that is one limud. Oh, eino elo, or maybe there's another way to, another limud possible. Ne'echal tahorin chayav l'mishem tumah, v'she'eino ne'echal tahorim ain chayav l'mishem tumah. Or do I say literally, if it would became edible and halachically allowed to eat for tahorin chayav l'mishem tumah, and if not, not. And if not ne'achal tahor, then it wouldn't be chayav for tuma. What's the nafkamina? Otzi ani es halon ves hayotze she'ino ne'achal tahorin. I would exclude lon and yotze, right? If it was leftover, which are not lamaisa ne'achal for tahorim, but it could be called nitar l'tahorim. That's how Rashi says, as we will see. Tamalomar asher lashem riba. So we maybe I would include that too, right? I would include for the isser of tuma. Right? If it was nitar bezrika, even though there's a problem now of lun and ort yotze, those are included in the isser of tuma. Right? Even though lamaisa, there's a problem with it right now. Continuing the braisa, yochol shani mar besa pigulim besa nosaros, maybe even pigul and nosar. The braisa says nosaros hainu lun. We already spoke about nosar. That's lun. Ela afa pigulim kenosaros. This is what it really means. Maybe I would include even pigul like nosar, so that it is included in the isser of tuma. Tavalomar mizvach hashlamim mi'et. Mizvach, you have to exclude something. Why do I exclude pigol and include nosar and yotze? Achashiba because of a miate, well, after the pasuk includes some and excludes others, amart marbani es elu, shahaisal and shasa kosher. I'll include those that had a shasa kosher, umotzi ani es elu, shloisal shasa kosher. Right? If it had an original time that it was kosher before it was lun and yotze, so then that's why I would include those and I would exclude the ones that never had a shasa kosher. V'im Tomar, finishing up the brisa, and then we'll get to our question that we brought this brisa for. V'im Tomar, basar shenid balafez rikas damim va'achlo lachas rikas damim mibnei machayev anala mishum tuma. But what about basar that became tuma before zrikas adam that never had a shasa kosher? Right? So why is that included? Mibnei shatzitz meratzeh. No, that's different. The tzitz is meratzeh on tuma. So now we're medayik. Nitma in yotze lo. The Brisa says clearly that the tzitzis meratzeh for the tumah problem, but it doesn't say that it doesn't relate it to the yotze problem. The Brisa brought up yotze earlier. It doesn't say anything about the tzitz. So tzitz works for the tumah and not for yotze. So man sham is slayed to amar ein zrika mo elas leyotze. Who is the one that holds? We had this machlokas earlier. Who is the one that holds that tzitzis that the zrika? A zrika could be mo'il, could be effective even for yotze. Remember we discussed, let's say, some of the challahs of the lechem aponim went out, but it could still be effective for the ones that are still in. Who is the one that says that zrika is mo'il or not mo'il? Who's the one that says ein zrika mo'elas? Who is the one that said that zrika is not mo'il? Rabbi Eliezer, he was the one that said that. Viktani. But yet, what does our brisa say? The meratzeh tzitz al achilos. The tzitz is meratzeh for achilos here in our case, which we're trying to prove. Whether, so you see, the tzitz is meratzeh on achilos according to Rabbi Eliezer. That means Rabbi Yossi is the one that says, ain't tzitz meratzeh al achilos. So you can't be mefech, what we tried to say before. Remember, we try to answer the original stira, Rabbi Yossi versus the Rabbanan. But then we said it doesn't work unless you switch the other brisa. So we just said you can't switch the other brisa. Rabbi Yossi is the one that has to say that ain't tzitz meratzeh al achilos. So you cannot relate the kachim context to the truma context. So we reject that answer, and we go to a totally different answer. El amar Rav Chisda lo kasha. You're right, it's not Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, but it's Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Lo kasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer ha Rabbanan. That's the that's who the two brises are reflecting. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Emer the shamis lay the Rabbi Eliezer the marata tisal achilos the lo kanis bishamis lay. Similar question, what we said before. Fine. Tzitz meratzeh nachilos, that you know from Kachim. But who connects that to the Knas of Mezid? So Gemara says, in, yes. Kihechid, the Shamas leather of Yossi, Shamas leather of Eliezer. We learned that by Rebbe Eliezer too. Titania, Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Bain Bishogeg, Bain Bemezid, Shumaso, Truma. Right, Rebbe Eliezer says, we do not find him, so he could be the second Brisa that we quoted up above. One more line, period. The Gemara says, Aim the Shamas leather of Eliezer, Bitruma, Dekila, Bekachim, Dechamiri, Mishamas lay. says the Gemara, fine by Truma, maybe he doesn't fine, but by Kachem, maybe he would. Kachem is more Chamor. We mentioned yesterday all the milas that Kachem have. Says the Gemara, Imkein ha amantarme. The Gemara says, okay, but what other choice do you have? You have to have somebody who's the author of this brisa. Literally, who are you going to throw it on? That it says Hurtza in this brisa. It has to be one of the Tanoim. So therefore, we say it is this Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and it must be that he does not make a distinction between Kachim and Truma. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue here in Hakomets Rabbah on tomorrow's daf.